And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the owner of Arizona's hometown radio group, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I'm not just the owner. I'm also the host of today's Talk of the Town. And, of course, we're on the eve of the big election. And who better to be talking with than the chairperson for the Arizona Republican Party, Dr. Kelly Ward. And she will join us live in moments here on Talk of the Town to talk about the eve of the election, what it's like to be on the Trump train, and all the big races going on around Arizona, not the least of which, of course, the race for Senate between Martha McSally and Mark Kelly. So we'll get that and a lot more from Dr. Kelly Ward when she joins us live in just moments. So stay tuned. It's Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, in case you haven't heard, there's an election coming up on Tuesday, and this is something that has drawn the attention of a lot of people, but nobody has been paying more attention to this election than Dr. Kelly Ward. She is the state chair of the Arizona Republican Party, and Dr. Ward, we are really glad that you were able to carve out a few minutes here, because I know you've been real busy riding the Trump train here. Has been coming back and forth to Arizona, which tells me that in President Trump's mind, Arizona is an important state.
Oh, Sanford, it is so good to be with you. And yes, you're exactly right. The Trump train is rolling right through Arizona and has been, because it hasn't just been President Trump, which we have been so blessed to have four awesome rallies in the last week, but it's also been Ivanka a couple of times. It's been Laura Trump a couple of times. It's been Eric Trump a couple of times. It's been Don Jr. a couple of times. It's been John Pence. It's been Vice President Mike Pence, who's coming back to Arizona tomorrow, coming to Flagstaff, coming to Tucson. So everyone knows that Arizona is a tier one competitive state. And we've been acting that way and behaving that way really since 2016. We've had a permanent presence by the Republican Party of Arizona since the 2016 election. We have gotten even stronger since I took office as the chairwoman of the party in January of 2019. We've built lasting relationships in communities that share our values across this entire amazing Grand Canyon state. We couldn't ask for more, and on Tuesday we are going to show our stuff, and that giant red wave is going to roll through Arizona and across the entire nation. We're going to re-elect the president and elect Republicans all the way down the ballot.
So what will you be doing between now and election eve on Monday? Will you be kind of crisscrossing the state?
Yes, I will. I'll be in Flagstaff with the vice president tomorrow. Yesterday, I was able to go to the rally in Mojave County was spectacular. You know, I've lived in Lake Havasu for 21 years in Mojave County. A sitting president has never come to Mojave County until yesterday. So it was simply spectacular. And to top the day off for me and for my husband and my daughter, we got to ride in Air Force One from Bullhead City to Goodyear, talk to the president, talk to Jared Kushner, talk to a bunch of people from Trump world on our way as we went to Goodyear. And so that's hard to top, I'll tell you. But I'll be in Flagstaff Monday. I'm going to be doing some barnstorming with Senator McSally on Sunday and Monday all across the state as well. And Tuesday we are going to be traveling from poll to poll to poll and seeing how people are doing. We are going to be doing the butler service from the party, where we bring snacks and drinks and good cheer to our volunteers at all of those places around the state, so that they have the stamina to get the job done, to keep our people in line if they haven't voted, so that they're able to get in there and cast their vote for Republicans.
So how would you assess showing as far as the Republican candidates here in Arizona, given the fact that we've had to deal with COVID and, the schools being shut down and, you know, people not being, having to stay home with their kids and not being able to go knock on doors like you normally do? It would seem to me that it would take quite a lot for the Republican message to get out there when you have so many of these other distractions going on.
Right. Well, the Republican Party adapted very, very quickly when COVID hit. When that virus from China came to American shores and came to Arizona, we were able to react and react quickly so that we didn't lose time. We transitioned from that person-to-person door-knocking apparatus that we are very, very good at to outreach via digital media, whether it was electronic meetings and gathering larger groups together electronically, making phone calls, sending emails, and getting the message out. In June, whenever the state started to open back up, we started back with some limited and safe in-person activities, and we have grown those over time. The good news is that, you know, Arizonans are ready to get back to normal, not the new normal that the Democrats want us to believe that we need to hide in our house under our bed or in our basement, covering our faces and fearing our neighbors, but actual back to normal. President Trump is leading that great American comeback across the entire nation, and the GDP, the record-setting, first time in American history GDP that was just announced today, is proof positive of that. It would be amazing. I mean, we brought back over 11 million jobs that were lost during the pandemic, or the Dem Panic, as I sometimes do call it. imagine if the blue states were participating as well, but they will not participate in this great American recovery until after November 3rd.
You know, as a layman, I've been, you know, watching the banter going back and forth regarding how to deal with the COVID. But as a healthcare professional, I would think that your head has to explode when you see these so-called experts coming onto the national scene and first claiming don't wear a mask, then you have to wear a mask, then we don't know about the mask. And, you know, and it just sounds as though the healthcare professionals have, you know, in a lot of ways politicized the virus to try and forge an outcome in the elections.
There certainly has been a lot of that. And you know that I come from a doctor family. So I myself am a family physician. I had a private practice for over 10 years in Lake Havasu and worked in the community health world for several years, as well as in emergency departments here in rural Arizona. My husband is an emergency physician practicing right now. My mother is a pediatrician. She is still practicing as well. And so we have been watching COVID-19 from the very beginning and very, very closely. I also have a master's in public health and with an emphasis in health policy. And so it's very interesting to me to see the medical research that either exists or doesn't exist. In the case of masks, there's not a lot that exists that say that they actually do anything other than virtue signal. They do virtue signal. I can tell you, and the Democrats love that. Two, the policies that we're putting in place based upon so-called evidence. And it's disheartening. It's disappointing. I know that Joe Biden, in a Joe Biden America, it would be a tyrannical place of authoritarianism, pitting neighbor against neighbor against a viral illness that we cannot control, that we cannot hide from, that we need to learn how to live with, which is exactly what President Trump said. Instead, the Democrats want everyone to fear each other, to fear their neighbors, to report their neighbors if they have gatherings that are too big, or if they aren't wearing their masks, or to try to shame them into actually feeling guilty for being healthy and living their lives. And I'm not going to live in a country like that. I mean, we can't. And I think that the vast majority of Arizonans and Americans feel that way. I think if people want to wear a mask, then go ahead. I think that if you choose not to wear a mask, then that should be perfectly fine as well. I do say, if you are sick, if you have cold symptoms and you're coughing and you're hacking and your nose is running and you have fevers, you should stay home. And that's not just with COVID-19. That's with influenza. That's with the common cold. That's with any respiratory malady. That's the time when you stay home. Otherwise, you stay out of each other's faces and you wash your hands and realize that there are risks of living, just living, every single day.
I think there are things called car accidents that happen with regularity, but yet nobody talks about shutting down the freeways as a way of solving that issue.
That's right. Well, except for those new green dealers. I mean, they'd love to shut down the highways, shut down our electricity, let us live in the dark and the cold or the heat, because they keep trying to tell our kids that the world's going to end in 10 years if we don't do all those things. So, but besides that, you're exactly right. There are things that kill people every single day. And I think there's a lot of undiagnosed cancers, a lot of undiagnosed chronic illnesses that have happened during COVID-19, that are much, much more devastating than that virus that has really in people under the age of 70, a 99% survival rate. And for those over 70, it's close to 95% survival rate.
You know, I must say, too, that one of the things that really flips me out when I hear people doing this discussion is that we can't get back to quote-unquote normal until there's a vaccine. Now, as a healthcare professional, explain to people that a vaccine isn't necessarily always the be-all, end-all when it comes to fighting some sort of an infection.
Yes. And don't you remember they've been promising an HIV vaccine for 3 or 4 decades now? And Dr. Fauci actually came out and said, we'll have one and quickly, but there still is not a vaccination against that particular deadly illness. This virus is something that's novel, that we're just finding out about. And I think that the vaccination is a way of obtaining herd immunity. And you hear herd immunity being bad-mouthed a lot, especially by the left. But vaccinating people actually gives herd immunity in communities over time. And so I think I'm glad the president is investing in that. As you know, and most of the people listening, I've never been a proponent of forced vaccination by the government. I think as a physician, it's my job to educate my patients, whether it's for vaccination for themselves or for a family member, a child or an adult family member, let them know what the risks and the benefits are of that particular injection, and then let them make a decision as to whether they want to utilize something that was invented to help society. But when I hear people like Mayor Kate Gallego in Phoenix saying that there will be a mask mandate until either there are zero cases of COVID-19, zero cases, not zero deaths, not zero hospitalizations, zero cases for 28 days, or there is a vaccination that is developed and 40% of the population of Phoenix actually gets the vaccination, I think those are ridiculous metrics that can never be met. And so, I mean, because for the flu shot, not that many people get it every single year, and it's not perfect every single year. As these viruses live naturally in the environment, they mutate, they change. And I do believe that this particular virus is getting less virulent, because if a virus infects a body and it kills the host, the virus dies too. So viruses, I mean, they don't have brains, but they don't want to be so deadly that they kill all of their hosts or they can't survive either. So the virulence is decreasing, and I think that's why we're seeing more cases but less real illness.
We're talking with Dr. Kelly Ward. She is the state chair of the Arizona Republican Party. I want to switch gears with you and talk about the Senate race between Martha McSally and Mark Kelly. I don't think anyone would really quibble with the thought that Martha McSally kind of got off to a slow start in this campaign, but she has been coming on like gangbusters. Kelly raised a ton of money. The DCCC has spent a small fortune, a large fortune on his campaign, but yet it doesn't appear as though the message that he has been trying to translate, like, we all have to work together. Well, on what? I really feel like it's a lot of empty phrases while I'm seeing Martha McSally's message get out there and really hit home with the voters.
Yes. I mean, you know that the Communist Party tells everyone that everyone has to work together so that everyone can be equally miserable. And Mark Kelly, I call him Mark Kelly, his socialist message of taking away your guns, sorry, Ronna McDaniel's trying to call in right now, but I'll have to call her back here in just a second. But his socialist message of trying to take away your guns, trying to nationalize our sources of energy, trying to do away with fossil fuels and put in only windmills and solar panels, of taxing people to the point that more of their hard-earned money goes into government coffers rather than into their pockets does not resonate with the people of Arizona or the people of America. He thinks he can use the Kyrsten Sinema playbook to pretend he's some kind of independent when he is really bought and paid for by Chuck Schumer, liberals like George Soros and Tom Steyer, and he is beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. He had a choice of what he could take when he went to space. It's like a little box, smaller than a shoebox, how big of things you can bring. What did he choose to bring? A banner of the Communist Party from an event that he attended in Communist China. He didn't bring an American flag. He brought that. That, to me, is enough to disqualify him from ever getting anywhere near making decisions for our nation, whether it's our military, whether it's our energy sector, whether it's education, whether it's healthcare. It disqualifies him because we are free American people, and we never want to go to that leftist side that leads to equal misery for all people. And you're right. Martha has come on strong, and she is doing amazingly, amazingly well, connecting with the people now that she's allowing them to see the real Martha McSally.
Are there any other state races, legislative or otherwise, that you have your eye on as Republican chair?
Oh, yes. I mean, the Democrats have been pouring money into our legislative races. In case people don't know, it's something that sometimes can be hidden. It's one of the ways that they flipped Colorado to be blue, is that they tried to buy off these seats. We all know our state legislators make $24,000 per year. Okay, they don't make a lot to be down there, but they make huge decisions. And so in races like LD 17, 17 is J.D. Mesnard, it is Liz Harris and Jeff Weniger. They poured in almost $1 million into that race. In rural Arizona, LD 6, Walt Blackman, Brenda Barton, and Wendy Rogers. That race, they have put in over $1 million, some to attack, well, to attack all of them. But they put in a huge amount to attack Wendy and to help the communist mayor of Flagstaff and to attack Walt. And Walt in particular is very troubling to Democrats because he is a conservative, Christian, black man with a strong voice, a background as a veteran, and they just can't have that. It ruins their narrative. And so they're trying to take that race. LD 20, right in the heart of Phoenix Metro, Shauna Bullock and Paul Boyer and Anthony Kern, they're hot on that as well. LD 28, we're upside down in our voter turnout in one of the most affluent parts of the Phoenix metro area. So we've got battles that we have to fight. The good news is the Republican Party of Arizona has invested heavily in those races to be able to maintain our legislature. The governor has a PAC that also has been helping out in some of those races. And there are also the victory PACs that the House and the Senate have to help keep incumbents who are doing a great job in place. The governor and his people manage a lot of that money for the legislature, but the Republican Party of Arizona is doing more than our fair share to make sure we stay red.
Circling back now to the presidential race for our last couple of minutes with Kelly Ward, state chair of the Arizona Republican Party. Did you get a chance to see any of the interview with Mr. Bob Alinsky and Tucker Carlson about the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden business deal involving China?
Yes, and it's simply devastating to Joe Biden. He is corrupt. I call him bought off Biden. Because he, like Mark Kelly, like Marx Kelly, cannot be anywhere near a position of power in our country. President Trump has given up so much of his wealth to make sure that our country is great. Joe Biden has taken so much wealth from China, from Russia, from our enemies to not enrich the United States of America, to enrich himself and his family. It is disqualifying, in my opinion. But that's going to be up to the American people. The sad part is the mainstream media is hiding this information where there is clear documented evidence of corruption at a level that is unprecedented as far as I'm concerned. And they're hiding that from a lot of the American people who get their news and their information from sources that they trust that cannot be trusted. President Trump was right when he labeled media, the mainstream media and digital media right now, as enemies of the people. What they are doing makes them enemies of the people.
Doesn't it just mystify you that fully half of the population believes this malarkey? I mean, it just really, it surprises me, because to me, as probably to you, the truth is so plain and so obvious, and the lies are so plain and so obvious from the other side.
Oh, it is. And just less than 2 hours ago, James Rosen, if you remember, James Rosen was one of the journalists that was spied upon by the Obama-Biden administration. He tweeted out that there is a Justice Department official that confirms that in 2019, the FBI opened up a criminal investigation into the Hunter Biden and his associates issue, focused on allegations of money laundering, and that it remains open and active today. So we will be hearing more about it, but we will see if the left, if the media, if the propaganda arm of the DNC, if the lackeys of radical leftist Kamala Harris and her running mate, Joe Biden, if they continue to cover it up. All the way through Election Day.
Last thing, Kelly Ward, Supreme Court of the United States, Amy Coney Barrett. Now, according to Chuck Schumer, she was jammed down their throats. And to me, it's no different than the Trump impeachment being jammed down our throats. The only reason that both things happen was because the numbers and the law allowed it to occur. So either they are both legal and proper and a matter of the numbers, or they're both evidence of jamming. And that's why I think it's so disingenuous for Schumer to say that that President Trump wasn't allowed or wasn't entitled to name a third Supreme Court justice, when clearly the law said that he had the ability to do so because they had the votes in the Senate.
That's right. As we've heard over and over and over again, including from Barack Obama's lips, elections have consequences. And while the shampeachment was based on false allegations, many of the things that our president was so-called impeached by the Nancy Pelosi House were things that actually Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden have actually done. Amy Coney Barrett, if you have to have something shoved down your throat, having a graceful, intelligent, amazing mom, wife, and judge shoved onto the Supreme Court should be something that people are celebrating. It is despicable that people attack the Girl Scouts of America for saying that it was wonderful to see another woman, strong woman, intelligent woman, appointed to and confirmed to become a justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I think that woman is going to make America proud, not just conservatives, not just Republicans, but Americans as a whole, because she is going to interpret what comes before her based on the Constitution and the way it was originally written. And I can't wait to see how she rules from the bench.
Well, for me, Kelly Ward, it's an easy choice on Tuesday, and hopefully folks will, if they haven't already done their early voting, they'll get out there and cast their ballot accordingly. And as chair of the Arizona Republican Party, we wish you good luck and success over this final weekend, and we'll hope for a victory on Tuesday.
That's right. Hope, pray, and get out and vote. I would urge people to go out. I don't know if there's many minutes left today, but tomorrow, vote early. because on Monday, you never know what's going to happen. So get out, cast your vote, Republican from the top to the bottom of the ticket. Let's save America. Let's make America great again.
Thanks, Kelly Ward. Thanks for joining us and continued success. Be safe on the campaign trail.
See you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye. Dr. Kelly Ward, State Chair of the Arizona Republican Party. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And a great interview. Really glad that we were able to get the state chair for the Arizona Republican Party, Dr. Kelly Ward, on for a live interview. In case you happen to miss it, we will have it up on our website at kqna.com in the podcast form. And so you can tune in and hear that. Sounds like she's got a lot of work to do and been doing a lot of work getting things going here. So we're going to take a quick now second break, get our news through, and then I'll come back in the second half and talk to you a little bit about what I learned over the weekend. I'm just saying, you know, like I was telling somebody today, I feel like I got X-ray eyes. And the other people are deaf, dumb, and blind. I just don't know how else to explain it. Stick around. It's all coming back to us after the news here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. With the election deadline just days away and some Arizona doctors making a last-minute pitch to vote early, Dr. Ricardo Correa says early voting is the best chance to avoid large gatherings and COVID. It's too late to mail your ballot, so he says go to a drop box.
There are early polling locations with drop-off ballots that are very secure, which minimize the potential contact even more. There are drive-thru where you can only go down your window and put your ballot there.
Correa says if you must vote in person, wear a mask and keep at least 6 feet of space between you and others. The Yavapai County Education Foundation has four new members.
They include Yavapai College Nursing Instructor Selena Bliss, Yavapai Accommodation School District Director Kelly Burns, Brightside Preschool and Childcare Owner Hillary Canizaro, and retired property manager Marge Landry. The foundation is finalizing the grant program that puts needed resources directly into a teacher's classroom. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny, dry, and warm afternoons with gentle breezes returning into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, chilling tonight to a mostly clear 38 after bedtime, with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt in the low to mid-70s tomorrow through Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 42, warming to the sunny low 80s Friday through Monday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, we're here to help make Medicare easier, too. Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans, including UnitedHealthcare, which can mean copays as low as $0 for you. Talk to a Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Walgreens accepts other plans.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
You know, some things just end up being, you know, obvious. And I'm not talking about differences of opinion or differences in policy or approach. Some things are just stark, raving, different. And one of the things that I think we have come to the conclusion of is that there is, and I don't care who started it or who's going to finish. I do care who's going to finish it. But there's an us versus them mentality that just simply is very hard for me to get my head wrapped around. You know, I can't understand why someone would knowingly want to bring in a bunch of people to run your life that do not care about your prosperity. It makes no sense to me at all. All right. My first thought, of course, is, you know, when do you want your children to start understanding what it takes to be a responsible adult in this world? And how do you want to go about doing that? Well, here's what we've done traditionally and what we can't do now. Typically, like myself, you know, it started out getting a job, a part-time job, while you're in school. It could have been delivering newspapers. It could have been mowing lawns. It could be, shoveling snow, sweeping out driveways, throwing away junk. You know, the kinds of things that, you know, a kid can do and learn responsibility, learn how to start a task and see it through to completion, how to work with people of different shapes and sizes, all those things that go to create a more well-rounded experience in the workaday world. We are cheating our kids of that opportunity right now. How are we doing that? Well, because we're raising the minimum wage to a level that is so ridiculous that you can't afford, as an employer, I can't afford to hire a kid who doesn't know anything and show them the ropes, so to speak. Not when I've got somebody that's 60 years old that has done this job before, and they're able to work for the $12 an hour, $12.15 an hour that is now the minimum wage in Arizona. You know, probably one of the most important lessons I learned as a kid was working in my family business. It was an auto parts store. And, you know, I would get $5 to work on a Saturday, and they'd hand me a broom and say, okay, get in there and, sweep this out. So I would do it. And then I'd present it to my uncle to show him that I've completed the job. And he'd point out, he goes, well, what about that corner right there? And what about that spot there? And what about this part here? And he would tell me that there is no job worth doing half fast. And you know something? I think we're going to abandon that for the moment, because I believe we've got Congressman Paul Gosar on the line. Are you there? Hello, Congressman Gosar. I think we've got you.
Can you Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? That's the important
thing. I can. Awesome. I certainly can, Sanford.
Well, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, to catch a congressman on the fly during election season in the final days of an election, it's kind of like sticking putting a hook in the ocean and thinking you're going to catch anything. But thank you. Thank you for taking my text message and calling me back. How's it going here in the final days of the election season?
Well, we've been running around. As you know, the president came into Prescott and then came into Bullhead City. And we've been going around trying to drum up some support, get the mail-out ballots back in, and get people enthusiastic about going out and voting next Tuesday.
So talk a little bit about the news that's been happening over the last few days. We had a Supreme Court justice that was named to the bench, some really unbelievable growth numbers in GDP. I mean, all these things tend to be pointing in the right direction.
They do. You know, Amy Coney Barrett was a wonderful pick. I mean, most people that witnessed how she performed without notes, it was just unbelievable. What a wonderful lady, very skilled at what she is, very knowledgeable about it. And then as a family, just amazing person. And then you look at the GDP numbers, almost doubling the highest high after World War II. Amazing, over 30% growth in the GDP. But you know, you can feel it, Sanford. The COVID's in the way. And so, who knows? Into infinity and beyond.
You know, I'm hearing the complaints from the Chuck Schumers of the world about having Amy Coney Barrett jammed down our throats, but you were in the House, Congressman Paul Gosar, when you had the impeachment of Donald Trump totally baseless, and you had that jammed down your throat. So either both are jam jobs or those are both procedural things that are allowed to happen because you have the numbers.
Well, that's procedurally right. When you start looking at the Supreme Court, you had eight individuals, so a lot of times 4-4 ties. And so a president, when there's a vacate on the bench, he has the ability to nominate. And any time that there's been the president and the Senate in the same party, 17 of 18 times it's actually happened. And so this is exactly what they would have done. It's high time that we start playing hardball. And then on the impeachment of the president, it was baseless. I mean, look, they're actually guilty of the things that they actually accused the president of. Oh, my Lord.
It's like you have X-ray eyes, isn't it?
Oh, it's just like you think you've seen the worst of the comedy show, but all of a sudden it's back and it's for real. You wonder, how can people actually do this? You know, but they actually, Stanford, they hate this president more than they love our country.
I don't know, to tell you the truth, Congressman Gosar, I don't know how much of it is actually the president or he is just a representative of it, but I think it really is more a hatred of conservatism in general.
It is, but they hate this guy because both aristocracies, both the Republican and Democrat, didn't think that he was worth his merit. And now he's shaking it up. He owes no allegiances to anybody, and that's why they're all trying to conspire against him. Because we truly need to drain the swamp. It's going to take four more years, but he's on a good track to drain that swamp.
I tell you, I think that's the thing that's most revealing and disappointing to me is are the Republicans who, and there's few in number, but they're, you know, the Jeff Flakes, the Cindy McCains, the Bill Kristols, people like that who you thought were on your side. And now it turns out that, you know, Trump's personality excluded, they are not on your side.
Well, and that goes back to my point. They hate this president more than they love this country. Look what he's doing. This is like the first guy that has honored his pledge. He's under-promised and over-delivered. Unbelievable. From taking our embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, to building the wall, to growing our economy, to being self-energy reliant. This guy has done everything to put conservative judges on the bench. Oh, my God. You know, what could you ask more for? You know, you don't have to like the guy, but you got to like what he's doing.
And you brought up Israel, and the Middle East peace process has never seen anything like what Donald Trump has put on the table between the Israelis and the Arabs.
Absolutely. He's a businessman trying to get people to talk and trade and do commerce. And oh my God, look at that, look at what it's accomplished. Now we've got three countries now, and we got more on the way and finding an agreement. You know, this, I thought, you know, everybody said that he had poor skill sets for foreign diplomacy. Well, to me, this sounds like this is a just exactly what the doctor ordered. Try something new instead of trying since the same old, and going nowhere. That's called insanity. So shaking it up and doing it differently, doing it as a businessman, you know, to trade and commerce, oh, maybe it'll work. And look, here you go.
I just want to get a brief comment from you regarding what we saw on Tucker Carlson the last couple of nights with the businessman, Mr. Babalusky, and what he talked about with regard to the reason he was coming forward is because Adam Schiff, your colleague, was going on the record saying that the whole Biden, China money grab deal was all Russian disinformation. And this guy was there in the room while it was happening, and he is a career military guy.
Well, you know, once again, you start looking at the computer set. You know, there's validation with emails. There's the validation with phone logs. So this is what we knew all along. You know, the bureaucracy, the Democrats charged the president with conspiring over a phone call. And it's actually Joe Biden who's been intricately woven. And this is not haphazard, Sanford. This is intentional, because when you start looking at the companies coming out of China particularly, they had to go through CFIUS, which is the full scrutiny for the United States in regards to is it a national security or national prominence interest. And this was. And so the technology they sold that was dual venue, both civilian and military, is Hennigis Motor Company, our United States military wanted. And they sold it to the Chinese government. So they intentionally wove the in and out so that CFIUS wouldn't have any oversight of it, kind of like what happened with Uranium One. So once again, we see the aristocracy profiting off of the people's work, off of these what's called good old boy deals. And it actually exposes you to exactly what had been happening with China. Ever since the Carter administration, we've had the Carter Doctrine, which we thought if we just gave all our technology to China, they'd be more like us. So we've been giving it away, not even charging them.
Well, to me, it's, pro-capitalism, pro-Israel, pro-life, pro-business,
yeah.
Pro-growth. I mean, there is really no choice in my mind when it comes to Tuesday.
Absolutely. There is no choice. I mean, you don't have to like the guy. You may not like the way he talks. He may not be your best buddy. But this guy honors his promise. I like that. You know, it's refreshing to see somebody that says what they mean and means what they say and doesn't take anything in the middle. I applaud him, and I think that he deserves another 4 years. I trust is a series of promises kept. He's kept every single one of his promises.
Congressman Paul Gosar, thank you again for jumping in, and really do appreciate it, and wish you luck, not that you'll need it, but wish you luck on Tuesday.
Thank you, Sanford. Get out and vote, everyone.
You betcha. All right, Congressman Paul Gosar, let's take a quick break. Back for some final thoughts live on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Nihikeya.
Our land.
Nuhigowa.
Our home.
Itom yo lutu uria.
Our culture.
Tatuaka gimbiha.
Our future.
Nivayutamum vaiche meevcha.
Our decision. There is much on the ballot this year. We must band together in the interests of future generations. Arizona is our home. We will not let its future be decided by others. We will not leave this decision to others. We demand respect, and that demand is heard at the ballot box. The federal government and Phoenix must work with all tribes to invest in education, healthcare, housing, and infrastructure. That cooperation comes when we are heard. Joe Biden will listen. He has always put cooperation and partnership ahead of partisanship. Be heard this November. Vote Joe Biden for president. The Future We Need is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by The Future We Need and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Learn more at www.azthefuturewened.com.
Compass Training Center AZ is your locally owned and operated outdoor public shooting range in Chino Valley with a 40-acre facility offering 50 shooting lanes on 50 and 100-yard ranges, indoor restrooms, and the finest range safety staff in the business. We also offer firearms training classes from beginner to advanced. At Compass, we believe training should be available and affordable to all. Please check our website, compasstrainingaz.org, for our hours of operation and upcoming events.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I'll tell you, that's got to be about the fastest hour in show business right there on the Talk of the Town roundtable. We had Dr. Kelly Ward, the state chair of the Arizona Republican Party, and then Congressman Paul Gosar jumping in for a few minutes there at the end. And just want to say that for all of you that have yet to vote, please go out and cast your ballot. I always like doing it in person. That's just kind of the way I am. But this year, we did go ahead and we did a vote by mail, but we didn't just drop the ballot in the mail. We actually took it to the box at the town of Prescott Valley and put it in the ballot box. So I think that's what I would do. If you're going to vote by mail at this point, don't put it in the mail. Take it right to either Fair Street or to Town of Prescott Valley or at the locations in the Verde Valley, and make sure that your vote counts because the future definitely depends on a good outcome for this coming election. So we will be back tomorrow with Let's Talk Sports live here at 4. And Mark Levin takes over from here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. So for everybody here, have a great Thursday, and don't forget to vote, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.